shaved
yeah.
Mohawk.
Tashma, zok the Gemara, the Tani Rami Bar Chama, Arba Shoyim Rim Tzrichin Kfira B'Mixas Vaida B'Mixas Shem Rechinim Hashoyim Leisei Sochar B'Asoicher. The Gemara is attempting to bring a raya, Tashma, to the dinner of Rav Chia Basraisa of Halach. We know there's a Yisoy, the Machloikis, Rav Chia and Rav Sheishes, in the Doiraisa de Keshvua of Moed B'Mixas, where we know Kaifer HaKol is Potter, but if Fakir, the person was Moed B'Mixas, and he was only Kaifer and Mixas, then the din is, this room at the front. I was taking his walking Kavua. A Moed B'Mixas, who instead of just being Moed B'Mixas, actually gives you the money that he's Moed in, is not Chayiv. What exactly does Halach mean? Very not clear, many shittas in the Rishonim. Is it Pekadon always considered Halach? Because it's available? Karka, by definition, is considered Halach. By a milde, if you literally put the money in his hand, it's considered Halach, like some. And we have this idea of Halach. The Gemara is going to bring Akasha. The Gemara is going to bring Akasha from the case of Pekadon. But we need a Hakdama. Rami Bar Chama has a very interesting chiddush in the Yisoid of Hilchas Shomrim. I want to explain and give a hakdama to this idea. It goes like this. The case of Shvuah Shomrim is the pshat. A person gives you a pekadon. There are four kinds of Shomrim. Shomer Chinam is chayiv on everything. Is chayiv only on pshia. Shomer Sachar is chayiv even on Gneva Vaveda. Shoyel is even chayiv on Oinsin, although he can be potter on Now, whatever a shomer is potter on, respectively what kind of shomer he is, a simple way of getting potter is proving that that's what happened. A shomer chinam will prove that it wasn't pshia. A shomer sachar will prove that it was oinus. A shoyel will prove that it was meisamachas malacha. How does he prove that? He'll bring eidim, lamashal. That's true, by the way, and those dinim are basics, that's true. A shomer that proves that X happened, meaning something beyond his level of chiyuv, Hashem Rechinim, anything beyond pshia, Hashem Rechinim, beyond Gneva Vaveda Vahule. What if the Shomer, any which Shomer, doesn't prove it? But he says so. And the emesis, think about it for a minute, because this is a very important hakdama. A mafkid comes to a Shomer and says, where's the pikadayim? And the Shomer says, here, the cow, it's dead. So the mafkid says, yeah, so pay me. So he says, no, I wasn't a pshia. And the mafkid says, what does the mafkid say? The mafkid knows he wasn't. B'derech klal, the mafkid knows. B'derech klal not, he was there. You can have a case, grada he was there, but b'derech klal, he grada wasn't there. He's a tiny shema. He's a tiny shema, and the shomer is a bari. How about that? What should be the din? And he's a kofer akol. He's moiter that he received the pekadon. But so he's saying, what?
So he's mighty.
No, he's saying, oinus.
That's a mitzvah. Right now we have, the stomach is that he's
chayiv
to pay.
What?
I have your shar in my hands.
So I hear it's a shomer, but if not for the parsha of Torah of shomerim, I would have said, it's a kofer akol with shema against bari. Forget about bari to shema bari other. It's a shema against bari. Shema against bari. Now, you could also say, maybe that's part of what a shomer takes upon his achrayis, not just to be achray to be pesheya, but maybe to be achray to prove. Did I lose the oilam yet? You know what the din is by a shomer? On his say-so, when the shomer says, I wasn't a pesheya, v'chari, hamayitzim chavreel v'raya, should he swear heses? Something to think about, not for now. What is the din? What is the Torah machadish amir adik achidish ha-Torah? Then in a chanami mi'ikara din, really the din should be that l'chayra the shomer should on his say so say I'm not chayiv because I wasn't a pshia, but we make the shomer make a shvua. Shvua sa shomer, one of the shvua deraisas. Ma'ida mixas erecha shvua sa shomer. If he doesn't swear, he says, listen, I'm telling you I wasn't a pshia, but I'm not getting onto the podium. I don't want to swear. What's the din?
Time.
You saw that somewhere? Shvua sa shomer when he doesn't swear, it's the din of mitayich. Or it's just that's the
Shmuel of Shmuel.
I want to know if the correct terminology is mitaych.
Shmuel the Reis always has mitaych.
Okay, it could be. I'm still going to ask. I don't know if by Shvuah Shomrim it's your classic mitoich or it's just a different system where Shvuah Shomrim, maybe you're right, I don't know, that Shvuah Shomrim, he has to swim. Now, Kacha was Nischadish, but it's not Moed B'miksas, it's not Eid Echad, and it's not Koifer HaKol.
By the way, I know.
According to Rashi, every Koifer HaKol has to swear, so maybe he should have to swear anyways. I'm not sure about that. What?
I know because Rebbe mentioned before about an afternoon between the guild
and okay, I said it, but it's. Okay. So you call me, but I'm not sure what's true. So I'm cussing away even from what I said.
How can we for sure call it together a Koifer HaKol?
He's a Koifer HaKol. He says, I don't need. The guy says, you owe me $100 for the dead cow. And he says, I don't, because I was an oinus. What?
I did borrow from you, or I did watch
it. The Shomer, yeah.
I'm being moided to that.
I'm moided to that. Every time when you say paraiti, I'm moided to that. But I said paraiti. Here it's not paraiti, it's I'm public because it was an oinus. I'll say I'm not done. Okay, but basics on the table. What's the advice for Shomer?
Is it on heat?
No. What? It's on your floor, yeah? No, if I think, you know, it's. Turn on the loudspeaker.
Just see the work.
Can we turn it on much colder if someone falls asleep? We have that deal going? The din of Shvuah Shomrim, simple enough. I gave you one cow, and the Shomer says, yes. I admit, like he's saying, I received the cow as a pikadon, but I'm tining that I was an oinus, and on my say so, I want to be potter. What's the din? Shvuah deraisa shvuah shomrim. If not for the chiddush haTorah of shvuah shomrim, maybe some of us hold that you would be potter, it would be kaifer HaKol. To the boot, it's a shema against the bari. Although I don't want to rely just on that, because what if the mafkid punk says I am a bari? I was there, I saw you with my shay. You know, it's a knex, but let's not get hung in it. But l'chayr, it's a chiddush atayr of Shvuah Shomrim. If there wouldn't be the chiddush atayr of Shvuah Shomrim, what would the din be when the shomer says I'm potter because I was a oinus? Kaifer HaKol is potter. Now it's a chiddush atayr of Shvuah Shomrim. Comes Rami Bar Chama and says the din of Shvuah Shomrim is limited only in certain cases, only on Tuesdays. No, actually, he doesn't say that. It's not negay which day of the week it is, but he does say something else. He says, and we're going to soon see how he says into the psukim. He says the case of Shvuah Shomrim is only juxtaposed in a case with enveloped in a bigger story where there was actually three cows. It doesn't have to be cows, but the point is there was a few different facets to the pekadon. So let's just use the Gemara's case of three cows. We're on the three cows. One of them he wants to say oinus, and yes, zoom in. That's the Shvuah Shomrim we're going to be talking about. But when does he have to swear the Shvuah Shomrim? Only if there are, get ready, two other cows. A moida b'mitzas. He was moida on one of them and kaifer on the other one. What does it mean, kaifer? Kaifer means he's saying?
Lahadam,
which means there were only two cows. Meaning the guy says there were three cows. He says, no, three cows. One of them was lahadam. On the other one, he says, yeah, I'm moida. I got to give you that cow. And that's classic moida b'mitzas. He, by the way, now has to swear on the Lahadam one. Azmai de Mixas. Zok Rami Bar Chama. In that case, when there's a Haida on one, and a Kfira on the other one, and Oinus on the third, then, and only then, was the Torah Mechadish, the Parash of Shvuah Shomrim. If not for that, there's no Parash of Shvuah Shomrim. Frek Tyson of Akamad Afkav Zayin. Maybe you want to tell me that the din of Maid de Mixas also? You know there are some rules by Maid de Mixas. If it's less than Shtei Kesef, less than 64 Prutis. There's a din of Maida Mixas. The guy says, you owe me 62 prutas. And he says, no, only 18. What's the din? You don't have to, you chayv the 18, but you don't have to swear on the other 44, right? Because there's a xeris hakosef, you need to take kesef. Frek toysen baba kama. Maybe there's a xeris hakosef that the din of Maida Mixas is only by a pakodin when he's also saying oinus. And he has such a havamina.
How does it work with where does that come
that, from? That's the big toysen baba kama comes on. You could look up, but I'm not getting involved.
Where does that come from?
From the psukim. Because if you there's a big sugya called Ear of Parshis, which we're not doing justice to, which merges the Parsha of Maida Mixas and the Parsha of Shomrim. And I'm getting to the point and saying that even Rami Bar Chama agrees. Get ready. There is a Shvuah of Maida B'Mixas sans a Shomer, just Haida and Kfira. But the Shvuah of Shomer, which is Pashas, just the guy Shomer saying, I was an Oinus. Yes, that's the din, but not only.
Not Tuesdays.
Only when there's also Haida and Kfira. So Haida and Kfira by itself exists, but Shvuah Shomrim only exists in a context of a Moedim Amixas. Kacha. Then and only then is the Xeris HaKosov of Shvuah Shomrim. Acute kasha to bring out the point, started rolling. Let's say there's only two cows. And the guy says, what's my two cows? And he says, two cows? No, one cow only. And the one cow, I'm anointed. What's the din, according to Rami Bar Chama? What? Potter. Shavuos Heses? Maybe. But with that, there won't be Shavuos Shomer. An Eid Echad comes on the one cow, on the cow of the Lahadam. Now there's a Shavuos the rice of Eid Echad. He's going to swear on the other cow, also Einis? Oh, hey, smart aleck, Als Gilgal, yeah. But Als the Parsha from Shavuos Shomer? There's no Parsha. Why? Because what do you need for the Parsha of Shavuos Shomer? A Kfir Vaida. So if there's an Eid Echad not, a Kfir HaKal not. What if there's three cows, and he says Oinus on one of them, and Lahadam on the other two? And then Adim come in and say, two Adim. Two Adim come and say, one of the cows is, what do you mean Lahadam? The guy says, you only three cows. He says, no, only one cow, and it's an Oinus. We have Adim on one of the other cows. Not the one that Oinus, a different one. Does Reb Chiya Kamaisa serve as Moed B'Miksas? Didn't we say that Reb Chiya Kamaisa is like a sort of Moed B'Miksas? Does Reb Chiya Kamaisa deliver Rami Bar Chama's din? Is Reb Chiya Kamaisa like a new entity, or is it a Moed B'Miksas?
If it's from Ki Huzeh, it should work, no? In other words, if
it's from Ki Huzeh.
Moed B'Miksas comes from Ki Huzeh, the Gemara here on yeah? tells us that.
I'm thinking so also, but I have a problem. Where does Reb Chiya learn his din from? Kal v'chaymer, which turns into a tzara shav of piv and eid echad. First piv, and then you make a pircha, and then you make an eid echad. In the context of Shua Shaymer, if there's an eid echad, does it trigger Rami Bar Chama's din? No. So you don't have this. You don't have the tzara shav. You can say, piv could do a Rami Bar Chama thingy. Yeah, but it's a pircha. Okay, eid echad yechiyach. It's not true. You agree that eid echad doesn't trigger a Rami Bar Chama. If eid echad doesn't trigger, how could you salvage the Maram Shif on that Hayyam Day that says there is Rami Bar Chama by Hadwas Eidim? Oops. Yeah, there's a Maram Shif. Vaisleis, he just takes the existing Reb Chiya, who gets learned that in a regular context, and it gets plunked onto Rami Bar Chama. Even though in Rami Bar Chama itself, with the intricacies, it wouldn't have gone. Because Eid Echad, Gilgal. Gilgal the Eid Echad is also no good, because Gilgal the Eid Echad doesn't trigger Rami Bar Chama, and Gilgal of Pid has the Pircha Vakosh.
So you're not
Meshuvah
to the Tzara Shav anymore, basically?
You're Meshuvah to the Tzara Shav in its raw form, and then you apply it. Now, Frek the Rashba! According to Rami Bar Chama, when only is there a din of Shavuos Shomerim, that flat out a guy says oinus on a cow, that he's going to have to swear Shavuos Shomerim on that cow, only when is that? When there's also two other cows of a kfir and aida. Frek the Rashba, the Ran, the Shita, so you'd be chayv a shvuah of oinus anyways of Shomerim als Gilgal. What do I need the parsha of Shavuos Shomerim? It would always be Gilgal anyways. It would always be Gilgal. If you're telling me that the din of Shavuos Shomerim only gets set up in a case when it's Moed B'Miksas. If there's a Moed B'Miksas and he's going to have to swear off Moed B'Miksas, so then how would there be a din of why do you need the din of Shomerim? Let it be us Gilgal. What do you say to such a kasha? One second. You hear Akasha? Rami Bar Chama says there's a special chiddush of Parsha Shavuos Shomerim that you have to swear on the cow of oinus, but only in an existing scenario case. When there was Haida and Kfira. If there's Haida and Kfira, so it's a Moed B'Miksas, you chayv the Shavuos anyways. The Rashba says the Teretz. The case is you moichel the Shavuos of the Moed B'Miksas. In a chanami, if you would have to swear the shua of the Moed B'Miksas, then even without the parsha shua shomer, we'd say, hey, you're already swearing about the Moed B'Miksas, swear to me also that the other cow wasn't oinus. It's a shtickle chiddush. L'chayr, if you moichel it, then it's not a case of Moed B'Miksas. But Vais says, no, for the structure, it's still a case of Moed B'Miksas. Another teretz, the Rishayim say, they say, you're right, the emissary would be else Gilgal. But Kiyadua, there's no mitoich on the line by Gilgal. Now that it's a chiddush of shua shomerim, there's even going to be mitoich. Now, there's more to do on Rami Bar Chama. Actually, you know what? I want to ask one other question, Rabbi. I have a whole bunch, but one other. I want to get to the Gemara. In a classic case of Moed B'Miksas, Bili Kesher Toinsin, a guy says, I gave you two cows. And he says, yeah, two cows? No, only one. And I'm willing to give it back to you. That's a classic Moed B'Miksas. That's one Haida and Kfira. For the classic in a Moed B'Miksas, how much do the cows have to be worth? There was the Yisrael Shtei Kesef, which is 64 prutas. So how much do the cows have to be worth? A guy says, you gave me two cows. And he says, no, only one. You remember there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Is it enough that both cows together are worth 64? Or no, the cow itself of the kfir itself has to be 64. The haidah doesn't add up to it. I want to know, according to Rami Bar Chama, when there's three cows, haidah, kfir, and oinus, does the cow of oinus go into the cheshbon of shtei kesef? Or do you separately need a din of shtei kesef first on the haidah and kfir cow? The kids are, I gave you three cows and all three are only worth 62 prutas. Because it's the same parsha, and the parsha has the alfusa that it says kesef. A moide mitzvah that's triggering. Yeshua needs to be worth shtei kesef. What has to be shtei kesef? Just the kfira or the kfira and the haidah? What has to be shtei kesef? Just the kfira, the kfira and the haidah? Machlekes Rav Shmuel. Like the sheet that it's both. So as long as both together add up. And now he's saying, no, it also triggers the Shavuot of the Oinus. The Shavuot of the Oinus is not part of the Shtei Kesef?
No.
It has to be Shtei Kesef that sans the Oinus.
Independent Moed the Mixas to have
a... No, I know independent Moed the Mixas needs Shtei Kesef, no, but if here the structure is...
Too.
No, because maybe this is going to be a new teretz to the Kash of Gilgal. Maybe in the Hanami, it's always Gilgal, but here the Chap is that the Shavuot of the Oinus could also be part of the Shtei Kesef.
How could you add that part of its Halach?
I'm going to get up the Halach. What? Oh, that's a good Raya. Can we set up Rami Bar Chama again? A guy goes and says, I gave you three cows. If he says, three cows, you only gave me one cow. What's the din? Moed B'mixas. He says, three cows? No, only one cow, and that one cow is oinus. There won't be a shvur shaymrim. What's the case of Rami Bar Chama? Three cows? I'm moida on one, I'm kaifer in gansin lahadam on the other, meaning you only gave me two cows, and on the third cow I'm asking, but I was an oinus and I'm patras oinus. Frek the Gilyan in the Shita. He should have a patur on the shvur with a migu. And this is not a migu the ha'oza. And all the balagans we had of Amigu doesn't apply here. Instead of saying Haida on one, Kfira on one, let's say each cow's $100. So for the numbers, for the chutzpah, right? He says, I'm Moida one, I'm Kaifer on one, and Oinus on one. Meaning the guy says, you owe me 300 for the three cows. And he says, 300? No, 100 I'm Moida, but the other 200, first of all, you only gave me two cows, not three, and that third 100 I'm an Oinus. So how much is he Moida that he has to pay? 100 out of a three of 300. And he's going to be chayav a shvuah with a gilgal, with a shvuah shayimrim, not even called a gilgal. He could have said oinus on two of them. Instead of saying kaifer on one and oinus on one, he could have said, I'm oinus on two. He says, I'm moid on one and oinus on the other two. Is there going to be a shvuah of shayimrim of Rami Bar Chama? No, because you don't have all the three checklist things. And he has a migu, he could have said that. And saying that, it's not a bigger chutzpah. It's a bigger chutzpah to say two were struck by lightning than one was struck by lightning and he only gave me two.
Too much
of a chutzpah. Oh, if Migul after Mishwal Amrinon flat, Machlaik is Mishainim, that's a good teretz. Excellent. I should have preempted that. But if Migul could pass the Mishwal, what?
It makes him into like a much worse Shomer. He like let Nenas two of them, so now no one.
Ah, but if he anyways is meaning Oinus.
It's Oinus, but still.
Saying two Oinus. Okay.
Also,
okay.
Besides the fact that he's saying Oinus, he's also lying.
We don't know if he's lying. No.
We're
trying to figure out if he's lying. The Migul Guf is saying that it's mamish the truth. Why did he say one was Lahadam and one was Oinus? Why did he say two was Oinus? Because maybe he's saying the truth.
That's the
Shash of Oinus. Yeah, but on the Lahadam also we have a Shash of not saying the truth. It's the same. I'm not sure.
Why can't that be his red line? Maybe that's his red line.
No, but it's the same amount. It's the same 200.
I'm not going to deny Rife of what you gave me.
But anyways, that's what she told us. We asked in the beginning, because when a guy says 300 and he's saying I'm willing to pay 100 and on the other 200 not, what's the difference between saying I'm not going to pay the other 200 because you only gave me 100 and 100 is Oinus, or because Taka gave me two other 100 but both were Oinus?
Ladam is a bigger chutzpah, so Ladam.
Ladam is a bigger chutzpah than Oinus. Ladam is so forget. So then it's even a better red line. So then it's up. I'm saying it's Migus that he could have said both Oinus, not both Ladam. If he says both Ladam, then Avadi has a classic Moida Mixas. The Migu is here that nice try that he can say both Oinus. It's a kasha. All of this was a hakdama. Frek the Gemara. Can we set up what's the case of Rami Bar Chama? I gave you three cows, and what's the thing with the three cows? One I'm Moida. One is not here, but Mapetom, you only gave me two, Lahadam. And one.
Or Hazard.
Okay, but what's the one I didn't say yet? Oinus. And what is oinus? Frek the Gemara, 1 second. The one that he's moida, where is the cow? Where's the cow that he's moida?
Somewhere.
Frek the Gemara, it's halach. Frek the Gemara, it's halach. And if it's halach, then it's not moida mixus. And if it's not moida mixus, then you didn't deliver on Rami Bar Chama. Because, did we talk about this yet? Rami Bar Chama has a yisoid. That Rami Bar Chama has a yisoid that Shvuas Shoimrim only applies if it's in the structure of a moida mixus. Let's enjoy the question. Frek the Gemara, Toshma. The Tani Rami Bar Chama, Arba Shoimrim Tzmichin Kfira B'mixes V'Yidah B'mixes Shoimrim Achinim V'Ashayol Noisei Sokar V'Asaychar Heichi Dami L'Chara, what's the case? Meaning, the one of the Haidah, what's he saying? He's saying, oh, that cow, yeah, that. The other one, you only gave me two, and one of them died behind us. But that one, yeah, hey, you can have that cow. I'm not denying everything. Frekti Gemara, but it's Heilach. And Frekti Gemara, Loi. The Amar Loi Gimel Paris Masarti Lachom Meisikulu. The Teveh is saying, I gave you three cows, and all of them are dead. And all of them died B'Pshia. And you owe me $300 in cash for three cows that died. You didn't kill them, but they died with Shia. And for Amalei, what does he answer back? Ibra Chacham, he says, no. Chada, first of all, or the first cow. It's an expression in Hebrew, there's another slang. It's called para para. You'll have to explain it. You know. Guy's throwing you a lot of different things at you. He says, it's an expression. But maybe it comes from this Gemara. I don't know where the expression comes from. Guy's very busy, he's multitasking, and someone says, why didn't you take me this? He says, para, para. You don't know this para. Okay, you're not here long enough. Okay, but maybe it's from this Gemara. Anyways, Chadom, one cow. Lahadam, you only gave me two cows. Chado, Taka, you're right, but Mesa Ba'oinis. The Chado, Mesa B'Pshia. Yeah, then I'm going to pay you. The Be'ina Shlumelech, but I didn't give you the money yet. But that's not Halach. So we copped out that it's not Halach. How did the Gemara get out that it's not Halach, the cow that he's being Moida? We killed the cow. Simple question. Why do you have to kill the cow? Just send it to the Aga. Most Rishonim held that a Pekadon that's not mamish available mamish b'fanenu is not considered Halach. That's what most Rishonim held. This is the Mefarshei Gemara. It's like, if to make it ois Halach, you just have to make that the cow is not available. Why did the Gemara go all the way to the extreme to kill the cow? Just say the cow's in the Aga. What's more, the Mariavuav asks, it says you kill all three cows, meaning even the cow of Lahadam, even the cow of Lahadam, the guy Tevea, you killed my cow. Let that cow stay alive. Mariavuav says you want to kill all the cows. No one's handing anything. That's the point. No one's handing anything.
Which cow are we talking about? That could be
that he's Maida, that he owes money.
That he's Maida. How could you say that that cow's not alive? Because that one, he's saying that one cow I have. One cow.
No, but they're different names. We know Elsie's dead. This is the.
So then why doesn't he say Ines Pshia?
Because he didn't, because that's not the, he's not. He's not saying, it's not the case. He's saying, there's one cow that I'm talking about that's valgering around in the Agam, and I'll eventually get it back to you. And according to most Shittas, that is not Halach, and don't kill it. The Gemara goes and kills the cow. It's mashma that, what's it called? This Gemara is also a pel on the Rambam. The Rambam Keseder was always insisting that Halach only means when you literally put it in his hands. And that's not what's going on over here. Akapunim, that's not the case.
Also, even if you're going to kill all them, why did the Toveya have to be Toveya?
That's what I meant. Why did the Toveya have to go for the Mariah? Who asked that? And he says, because he wanted Halach even on the Toveya side. We want this to be Halach even on...
Shema, so he's not really saying that. That's his
Lashon. The way the Gemara's mashma is that he's talking Bari. He must have gotten advice from his Tain Rabbani to talk Bari. He was told, Gimel Paras Masajim.
I saw it.
What?
His Tain is, I saw him die.
Don't get me hung on the details. It was Pshia. I want my money. It's not me. The guy. Okay.
But then it becomes a Bari.
The same thing. It's still the same then. Bari B'Shem, we said, was extra. Now, I want to speak out of Ha'ara from Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Dibris Moshe, and then we have to go weiter. The Dibris Moshe asks the following. You know, the Gemara was worried that in the original case, the way we're describing Rami Bar Chama, if he's admitting that one cow is Halach, so then it won't have the din of Rami Bar Chama. Why? What does Rami Bar Chama need? That there won't be a din of Shvuas Shoimrim unless what else is in the background? Two other cows, Aida and a Kfira. Frekar Moshe, why can't Halach deliver that? I know Halach is Potter. I know Halach is not Chayiv Shvuah. I don't need Gilgal. There's a din of Moed B'Mixas. There's a din of Shvuah Shoimrim. When is Shvuah Shoimrim? Only... Put it away. When is Shvuah Shoimrim? Only in a scenario when there's also Aida, also a Kfira. What do you care if there was also Halach? So what's about the Halach? And Halach is Potter. I don't need to be Chayiv, I just need the scenario. I'll bring you a raya. The Rishonim asked Gilgal, how do they answer why it's not Gilgal? They asked, in the classic case of Rami Bar Chama, there was Mamash, a Haidah, and a Kfira. So then you don't need a Parsha Shvuah Shoimrim, you should Parsha Bim and Galgal and the Shvuah Shoimrim. What did they answer? The case was that he was Meichel, the Shavua of the Moedim Mitzvahs. Yeah, if he was Meichel, so then it's not Rabbi Bar Chama, he was Meichel. Tara says, you don't need it literally to be there, you need the scenario. Halach could deliver on that.
Is the key who's that code for the Shavua? And that's how Rabbi Bar Chama learned.
I know, so when the Meichel the Shavua? Why was the Meichel the Shavua of
the
Shavua Shaymer? He's Meichel the Shavua of the Kfira.
No, because there is a Chi of Shavua.
There's a Chi of Shavua.
That, I'm saying,
Michael, Michael is different.
Different.
Okay, the Halach is far further back. Okay, I have a case for you. Listen to a case. Three cows. He's my the one. And it's not Halach, it's dead, yeah? He's my the one. He's Kaifer one. And he says, Oynes on one. And you have your structure for Rami Bar Chama. You ready? He's my structure for Rami Bar Chama. But then, an Eid Echad comes. We never talked about this, Sugi, but there's an Eid Echad patas a Shavua. An Eid Echad comes and patas him from the Shavua of the Kfir one. Meaning, the Eid Echad taka says, yeah, there was only two cows. I guess that's the story. The guy says, you gave me three cows. And he says, three? First of all, only two. Second of all, one of them I'm going to give you back. And the other...
Yeah, let's do Sakhzarti. I think that's an easier case.
No, I don't want to do Sakhzarti. I have it.
No,
why can't it be? I'm gonna try. You know, Chazarti could be used. I'm gonna try. I mean that one setup. Eid Echad comes and says, no, there was only two cows.
It's a regular Maida Mixas now.
No, but it's a Maida Mixas. No, it's I just defaulted on the Maida Mixas. On the Maida Mixas is the clear one. Eid Echad patterned from the Maida Mixas Shavua. Will there still be a Rami Bar Chama? I want to say a Chiddush, maybe, Ulai, there will still be a Rami Bar Chama Shavua Shaymer. The structure of a Maida Mixas you have, the Machayev is there. There's an Eid Echad to say, yeah. What? Gzeiris HaKosov, that he takes two parashiyas of the parasha of Kiyuzeh and the parasha of Shemrim, where one man gemara says Erev parashiyas and we totally disregard the two different things. Rami Bar Chama merges them together. Ad Kedei, Taisis and Baba Kama has a tzad that there's no din of Maidim Mixas also, unless it's also a Shemrim. We don't hold like that in the end, but that existed. It's all about Gzeiris HaKosov. So it's interesting how to work that out. There's more to do on this. We're going to go weiter. Something very interesting happens in the next Tashma. We're going to get to the two dots now. Whereas the Toshma that we just did from Rami Bar Chama was actually focused on Rab Chiya Bas Raisa, Rab Chiya who held Halach Chayiv, we're now going back, nostalgia, to Rab Chiya Kamaisa. What was Rab Chiya Kamaisa? That a koi for a koi, where Eidim HaMachayiv, you part of it, is also a Maidim Mixas. Is it Mamish a Maidim Mixas, or is it sort of a different din? A lot of different things you can clear about that. One of the Gishmaka ones, what we cleared a few minutes ago, does Rab Chiya cause a Rami Bar Chama thingy? If there were three cows, and he's lahadam on two, and oynis on one, and eidim on the lahadam. Fine, but the Gemara says, Toshma. Detani avud rab, after rikil the rabchiyah kamayis, the manali biyot chav aloymer, ein lecha biyot iklum, ve'eidim, eidim arsi sheshla biyot yichamishim zuz, yochol yishav ala shar, tam aloymer, al kol aveda, sheyomer, ki huzeh, al hoidos, piva ta mechai boi, ve'i ta mechai boi, alados eidim. Scary. Flat out, gzeres akosev directly against rabchiyah. There ain't no such thing as ahados eidim. Ki huzeh dafka piv. Flat out against Rav Chiya. The Gemara Mas Nisan Karamas Alei Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is a Tana who Paul Tarsus deals with it over here. We talked about it at the beginning of the sugya. Is Rav Chiya actually a Tana or an Amir that's quoting a Brisa? But Rav Chiya can handle it. He could be chaylik on the pasuk. Frek the Gemara on the Brisa. Frek the Gemara b'vakro kama. There's a pasuk. It says ki who's that? Mamayit something. It says the Gemara hahu lemoy the mixas atayna for the din of Tana Chitim v'haydla b'sarim. Huge machloikus if Tana Chitim v'haydla b'sarim is potter. He uses the need for that. That Tana Chitim v'haydla b'sarim is potter. In fact, the Gemara of Avuah Rav Tariki, how does he learn that out? Amar lecha, no, there's two meats. Ksiv hu, ksiv zeh. Chad, I need translation now. Someone knows what the words mean here. Chad lemoy de mixa satayna. One is to be mamayit, mixa satayna. V'chad la dosayim. What's the first thing mamayit? What's mixa satayna? What's mixa satayna? What are you being mamayit? Which case? Kaifer hakol. We've been dealing with since the beginning of the sugya. Why is kaifer hakol potter? Taisa says it's exeris across of kihuzeh. Yeah, that's what it means. Chad lemoid the mixas atayna. It's the dimamayit that you need to have moid the mixas atayna. Koi for a kol's not chay. The chad lemute hados eidim.
Didn't we have a svara for moid the mixas?
Yes, it's a svara
within the
X. Yes, that it's a drawer and koi for a kol doesn't have a drawer. All that is true, but it's together in the exeris across. That's my koi for a kol. That's the taich. It was very good. The idoch chad lemoid the mixas atayna. The chad lemoid the mimin atayna. The idoch moid the mimin atayna less late. The Sabalik Rabbi Gamliel the Tnan, because it's Taka Machlek, it's Tana Chitim V'Hayit L'Besar and Pater Gamliel Machayev. Simple enough, but I want to set up one very basic thing. In the rule of Maidim Mixas, classic Maidim Mixas, you owe me 100, you owe me 50, Maidim Mixas. Is there Maidim Mixas by Chitin and Sa'irin? First of all, the Olam knows what's the case of Chitin and Sa'irin? Let's talk about the money. The guy says, you owe me 100 of chitin. What does he answer back? Careful, he says, chitin ma petom, I don't owe any chitin. Grada, I owe you
80,
50. Anyone else?
100. I agree.
41 and a half.
200. Even.
Even if it's worth more?
200 is usually worth more than 100.
No,
that's
that's
my point.
Or the same.
No, I'm talking dollars. I'm not talking, oh, what? Wow, you're talking about kilo. No, yeah, father sends it. I'm talking about money. I'm talking about the money. So now let's clarify that. That would have been a good point. Let's try that. That would be interesting if you dealt with value. No, I'm talking about money. Again, a guy says, you owe me $100 of chitin. He says, $100 of chitin, ma pitom. That's another expression. Para, para. One at a time. We're going to learn Hebrew. But ma pitom, I owe you siren. How many dollars of siren? 50, 80, 41 and a half, 100, 200. I want to talk about, first let's talk about 50. You owe me 100 of chitin. He says, no, I only owe you 50 of siren. What's the din?
I thought about the mitzvah. It's the same.
That's what I'm going to discuss now. I have a shiloh. One second, let's talk again. A guy says, you owe me $100. You smashed my window in my car. You owe me $100. He says, ma pitom, I didn't smash your window, I didn't go anywhere in your car. But I borrowed $50 from you last week. 50, not 200.
It's a different case.
I know it's a different case. I'm asking, is that chitin and siren? Is that chitin and siren?
He's bringing in a different case.
And bringing in a different case. Chitin and siren is also a different case.
He's saying you're confused.
That the box had siren in it, and it's the same 50 kilos. I didn't want to go there. What? That's what I want to get to if I get a chance. But again, I want to first throw out this other case. I hope I'm not confusing the dialogue. You owe me $100 for Hezek, and he says, no, $50 for Halva. Or, who within? It could be, you owe me $100 for Halva. And he says, no, $50 for Hezek, but that will be Halach. And yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, yeah.
How can you call that a Halach under...
He says, that's how funny I have to
say.
Again. Tanai chitin b'hai d'loi b'sairin d'zeh machlokes tanoim. What's the tzad that you're not chai b'shvua? Because it's min b'shein eminai. So it's a kai for hakol. On the chitin, it's a kai for hakol. Do you have to pay for the sairin? The 40, 50, 41, 80, 100, or 200 sairin, do you have to pay for them? For the money, for the sairin, you have to pay? B'chayr p'shid, I das baldin. Huge machlokes b'shainim. There's kama v'kama shitas that you don't have to pay for the sairin.
That you're admitting to.
For three reasons. Mishata ani b'cha, yisam azay tshepring him. I owe you chitin, yeah, I owe you sire. Let me explain. One pshat in the Rishonim is you tshepring him. Another pshat is that it's taka haidos beldin. But there's a haidos beldin fakert. The guy that demanded of you chitin was moide that you don't owe him sire. So it's not even so poshit. It's not even so poshit that you have to pay for the sire. But you have to make a shavua. Machlokes tanoim. Now, there's even a Tosis that says that loy Rabbi Gamliel, that you have to swear, Rabbi Gamliel mechayiv to swear, but he's moide that you don't have to pay for the siren, and that's mamish moide.
Why don't you have to?
Why? Why don't you have to pay for the siren? Haidah's built in. I gave three reasons. Either I said two of them. Either because he's not doing it as haidah, he's doing it just to chep you. I owe you chitin, I owe you siren. Or it's a haidah keneged because the guy that was tevei the chitin didn't say siren, so it's haidah neged haidah. And even Rabbi Gamliel agrees to that. What?
It's shaykh, there's two different things. Second of all, why, if it's a chapel, why are we talking about it at all? That it makes no difference in our case. That we're not taking.
No, but that's what we want to know. That's why I want to get. Let me get the way it's Zakrabi Kivager. What's the din? If a guy says, you owe me 100 chitin, he says, 100 chitin, I owe you 200 siren.
Maybe they'll say, I owe you 200 chitin as a joke then.
Don't make jokes like that. You're going to pay 200 chitin. Then you're going to pay 200 chitin. A guy says, you owe me... This is, by the way, Rabbi Kivager, in the Mishnah, it's Afanar and Shavuos. This is a Mishnah in Shavuos. So again, what's the din of Tanai Chitin? Tanai Chitin v'hai d'lai b'sairin. You know what? Can we go to the simplest case? Tanai 100 Chitin. He's moide. No, I only owe you 50 of Sairin. He does have to pay the 50 of Sairin. Every detail here was a machlokes b'shaina, but let's try to get it through again. Tanai Chitin 100 of Chitin. He's moide. I only owe you 50 of Sairin. He tak is going to pay the 50 of Sairin. But does he have to swear on the chitin? Machlaik is tanoim. The Tana that holds you don't have to swear, why not? Why isn't it a moid of a mixas?
Kaifer on all the first name.
Yes, so Kiilu, we look at it as Kaifer HaKol, but where's the Makar? The Gemara says there's a Pasuk Kihuzeh, And ki huzeh is memayit, that you don't swear in such a case. And the other man, the Yom HaDarash, is the pasuk for something else. And now it's crunch time. What are we being memayit from ki huzeh? Ki huzeh has two miyutin. Ki huzeh has two miyutin. Either it's memayit. Well, one of the miyutin is memayit kaifer akal.
Classic.
Might mix the sign, not kaifer akal. And what's the other miyut being memayit? You have your choices. It's either memayit or pchiyazdin, that hados edim is not chayiv, or it's memayit tana chitin v'haid lai b'sayir. So a theoretical question. If I were to tell you that there's a tana, I'm not going to tell you the names, keeping it on the reds. If I was to tell you that there's a tana that holds tana chitin v'haid lai b'sayir is chayiv, a shvur, and he also holds like Rav Chiya, that Hados Eidim is Chayiv Shvua. What would the Kasha be?
Okay.
Why can't it be?
We're both learned from the same pasuk.
No, forget.
There's
an extra pasuk. No, there's an extra pasuk. You have it. You're stuck. There's a pasuk. Again, I'm going to say it again. If I were to tell you that there's a Tana that holds that in Hados Eidim you're Chayiv Shvua, and also that same Tana, I'll give you the names, holds Tana Chit Vayit Masarin is Chayiv, what's your question going to be to that Tana? You're going to say, hey, there's a pasuk ki huzeh, and ki huzeh is ramayit. Two things. One thing that it's ramayit is kai for a call. I get it. Aber you got to find something else to be ramayit. You can't checklist. Also, rabchi is chayiv shvur. And also, tanachim hayit with siren is chayiv shvur. Yeah, then what do you do with the other meat? Reptana? What? Erechim. But Erechim doesn't swear. What that erech is not a chayiv shvur. On the other half, there was never a havina that yet. I was rather thinking, I had an idea. You know what you could do? I don't know if you're allowed to play games like that. Maybe he would say it's mamayit helach. Maybe a new makar for helach. That's what he uses the other meat for. But again, theoretically, if I were to find you a tana that holds Rav Chiya is chayiv, Hados Eidim is chayiv, and Tana Chidim Haiglam Sayyarin is chayiv, a shvur. Forget about if you chayiv on the Sayyarin, you chayiv a shvur. The crisis will be, but hey, there's two miyutim. What are you going to be mayit from the second miyut? One miyut is mamayit kai for a kol, but what are you mamayit from the second miyut? What option did we give? Maybe, it's my idea. But what about fakert? What if I were to tell you that there's a theoretical tana that holds that hados eidim is pater, rabchi is pater, and tana chidim v'haid l'aseren is pater? What are you going to do now? What's your problem now?
You don't have enough drushes.
You don't have enough drushes. How can you tell me? How can you tell me that Rav Chiya, you're potter, and Ta'an Echid of Hagma B'Sairin is potter? So you want to say somehow it's able to get into the one drasha? Shver, why? Chados Eidim is like Chitim and Sairin. It sounds like it's Chitim and Sairin, the two drashas. I don't see the connection. Zok the Gra, and there's a pirush in the Mishnayos and Shavuos from the Or Gadol, from Minsk. That's Mevar the Gra. He changes the gears here. He says, "Chad lemoy the mitzvah taina, v'chad lemoy the minataina. The idoch moy the minataina lesley." You know what lesley means? Not lesley. He holds yichayiv. Lesley. He holds lesley. You don't need a pasuk. A vadi a potter. It's so pushed that ta'an echidim v'haid lai b'sayron is potter. Lesley. He doesn't even need a pasuk for that. He doesn't even need a pasuk for that. And that's the climax of the sermon. It's a pasuk to kai for akol. On the chit, and he's a pasuk to kai for akol. What are you telling me about siren? 50 siren, 200 siren. Drei minutes with the siren. The kilo of siren, the thousand. On the chit, and it's kai for akol. You know what he meant? It's nichlal on that first meat. It's the meat of kai for akol. Leslie, you don't need a separate meat for it. By the way, except for my einfall that halach wasn't a smite. So if it's not, so where's halach learned out from? It's also kai for akol. You don't use up a pasuk for halach. But again, L'tzuras hadvarin. What we have on the table here is we have the din of the mixes of ki huzeh, but we have two miyutim. Who's that? You got to be mamayit two things. So avad the front center, you're going to be mamayit kai for akol. And then what do you do with the other miyut? The anti Rav Chiya kamaisa nix use it to say hados edim is putter. The tanechit of ahayt loydus iron putter nix use it to be my dad. Yeah, but what if you have a tana that holds chayiv by both? What did we say? He'll be mamayit heilach. What if you have a tana that holds potter by both? L'chayr, you only have one pasuk. What was our solution from the Or Gadol? There was a solution from the Or Gadol.
That
that the miyit is going to be b'mayit Reb Chiya. And Tanachid Mahid Labisa'irin is stam as a putter. I challenge the oil to find an opposite plan, that maybe the miyit should be to be mamayit Tanachid Mahid Labisa'irin and not be mamayit Reb Chiya. Not that there's a xeris a custom to be mamayit Reb Chiya, but maybe you can come up with another reason why Reb Chiya, why to argue on Reb Chiya. Something to think about. Okay. I heard a rumor, I just wanted to clarify. There's Shir and First Seder on Chanukah. There's also Night Seder, but if Night Seder does get a little schwach, understandably because of Einzim, I don't see why those Einzim apply to First Seder or Shir. If you have an Einus Night Seder, your second cousin